Is that Philip Schofield as ugly in person as he is on the telly?
Oh, you can't say that.
Oh, that's like
hey, what, come on, Holly.
Come on.
First thing in the morning, Holly minging, I tell you.
Oh, rose-coloured glasses on with him, I'm telling you.
Holly's rank, I've been down there and seen her.
I tell you what, I want to ask you, if I may, coming from up north and stuff, the big Coronation Street move, have you had a nosy round the new set?
I actually just took my mum on the Coronation Street tour. Wait, have you been on it yet?
I went on it years ago when they used to have the old tour at Granada. That was fabulous, wasn't it?
Go on it. It's 16 quid and they sort of let you loose on the street so you can go and photograph it, go and wander around the Ginnel and everything.
Oh,
but they
great.
Have the whole thing is it's exactly the same but slightly bigger on the new set, I believe.
Can I just ask you, are you on a backhander for all this?
Anyone would think she's connected to soaps, wouldn't they?
Call Ticketmaster on, don't you?
Shut the back out of this girl.
I took my mum off and it was great. Now, the new set is exactly the same, but slightly bigger because the street before, it used to be that two cars couldn't pass on the street, for example. So you'd only ever see one car parked up in the background.
Oh, yeah.
And actually one bit, it used to be around the back, it's just a photograph that's stuck on a back wall. So when you came round the chippy, it was actually just a photograph and then it was a sheer drop into the bins, which somebody didn't know once. They broke into the set and they'd nicked something and so they ran, being chased by security, and ran in what they thought was a street to escape, but fell 6 foot below the left.
Serves them right.
There's karma for you there.
Absolutely.
I tell you what, you mentioned the Ginnell there. I wouldn't mind Jason taking me up the Ginnell if I've never visited the set. I mean, do they do tours like that? Or listen, what is next for Sharon Marshall?
What have we got? Well, we've
apart
got
from never speaking to Bev again.
Apart from you putting your foot in it. we've got another exciting little movie writing thing I'm doing with Cleo Rockus that I'm not going to prejudice by saying too much about.
Okay.
Oh, well, listen, let me just jump in on that. Cleo Rockus, because Kenny Everett, who Cleo used to appear with for many years, was my mum's cousin. Morris Cole?
No way.
Yeah. Well, you need to come back. Right, we'll swap numbers. We'll get you in on it. No, she adores Kenny. It does involve Kenny a little bit.
Oh.
And I feel like I know him because every time you go out with Cleo, she talks about him so much that you always feel like he's in the room. What a wonderful man he is.
The only difference between Kenny and the Nella fella is Nella fella doesn't do it in the greatest possible taste.
But quite a few people have called me a Cupid stunt.
I loved it.
I'm too young for that. I never used to watch that. I wasn't born then. Just seen reruns.
Well, I tell you what, if that all goes and falls in, then please, he must come back and we'll talk him and tell you all
definitely,
that.
Definitely, please do.
You're one of the new friends of Wirral Radio. How does that sound, eh?
I'm just so excited. Oh,
you're in the circle of trust now, Gail.
You're in.
You're in the circle of trust.
I'm in.
If anyone has a go at you, you just ring us, all right?
Yep.
If you're not in it,
you're out of it.
Oh, but I'm very thrilled to be in it, darling.
Listen, Shan, I know you're dashing off, aren't you? You're off to go and sit on your sofa with your leggings again and watch a bit more telly. But listen, thank you very much from all of us here at Wirral Radio. It's great.
Thank you.
Hopefully we can have you back at some point.
Yes, please.
Yeah, insult you even more. All right,
we love
darling.
You.
Thanks, darling.